This is Brother Don. I'm pleased to host the Daily Bible Lesson, a 5-minute summary of Scripture to take you through the day. We've been going through the Gospel of John. The program is available every day except Thursday, when the Gospel Trail podcast is aired. We plan to add a discussion forum Monday nights at 7 Eastern Time for those who have questions or comments about the daily lessons.
For exact times and location, visit our website, pgn.church, and check with the calendar in our office. Have a great day. Get ready. Put on your earbuds. Turn up your smart speaker. Next up is Brother Don's Daily Bible Lesson, found exclusively on the Gospel Trail. Now here he is with a quick devotion from Scripture to start your busy day.
I'm Brother Don with the Daily Bible Lesson. We are in the Gospel of John, chapter 10 and verse 1, and we're using the Passion Translation. As we come to chapter 10, we are on the verge of making a major change in the direction with the Gospel of John. For most of this book, we've been following the ministry of Jesus along with his disciples, and we will see the culmination of his earthly ministry in chapters 10 and 11. In chapter 10, we will learn important aspects of ministry itself by examining the practice of shepherding and drawing from that profession important principles for leading a church, or to use Jesus' words, shepherding the believers. We will see a few miracles in chapter 10, but that phase of Jesus' ministry on earth is gradually coming to a close. Then there will be a major shift in chapter 11 with the raising of Lazarus from the dead, being one of Jesus' greatest miracles. Chapter 11 is in the exact center of the Gospel of John, and quite often in Scripture we find central ideas at or near the center of a book. And we certainly see this in John. From that point on, the resurrection of Lazarus is like a road sign that points us in the direction we need to go. It points us to the death and resurrection of Jesus. It is the last leg of this gospel trail. But for now, we focus on principles and practices of ministry. This is important whether you are a pastor or a member of the flock shepherded by a leader or leaders. It may be that your shepherd does not have the credentials of a pastor, but functions as a spiritual leader for you. It's important for that person to be familiar with the ideas that Jesus shared for shepherding others. But the principles in chapter 10 are also important for those in the flock. What the average Christian in a church or Bible study or other Christian group needs to know, so that you can avoid unhealthy shepherds, as well as be able to affirm a healthy shepherd. We need leaders who follow biblical principles of leadership. And to determine if that is the case, we must study those principles as stated by our Lord Himself in the Scripture. We also need to know those ideas should God call us to leadership. The people listening to Jesus in this chapter are primarily the disciples and, curiously enough, the Pharisees and perhaps other religious leaders. The disciples being there makes sense. They will lead the church within a few weeks. But the religious leaders are there for quite a different reason. They are looking for flaws in the arguments, or what they perceive to be errors, so that they will be able to convict Jesus to a death sentence. But we must not forget that some of the religious leaders are good, particularly some who are Pharisees. Recall that Nicodemus was a Pharisee who was sympathetic to the teachings of Jesus, if not a convert. I think he eventually became a believer in Jesus, but that's just my view. Then there is the mysterious Joseph of Arimathea, who was also a Pharisee, and appeared to be open to at least some of Jesus' ideas. There may have been others as well. Chapter 10 begins with a short parable or analogy. Jesus speaks of the person who tries to sneak into the sheep pen, attempting to steal sheep. This contrasts with the true shepherd, who knows the gatekeeper and the gate is open to him. Jesus is speaking of legitimate and illegitimate leaders, which we will explore next time. This is Brother Don. Listen every day for the daily Bible lesson. May God be with you, guide you, and give you perfect peace this day. Amen.
The Gospel Trail Live, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Central Time. Join us at 720-820-1290 or at our website, Meeting Room, at pgn.church. Our podcast hosts can be reached at 218-461-0164. Please text or say your joys and concerns, and we'll get back to you or even air them on our next podcast. Until we meet again, blessings to you and the church that meets at your house.